Welcome to the Strictly Underground Music Podcast. This is your weekly roundup of our favorite new tracks. I'm Matthew Floratis, bringing you our five best tracks of the week. We've got a real treat of a show for you today. It's only October, but Christmas has come early. We're going to be unwrapping some of the latest and hottest underground tracks, and it's awesome to have you here with us. Stay tuned for an exclusive interview with one of our favorite artists of the moment, Santos Reziak, and there's some truly special music ahead from Some Such, James Benedict, and Syntax Eric. We've got a present for you too, a Frankie Knuckles double CD that'll go to one lucky winner. Find out how to enter later on. Get the Strictly Underground Music podcast delivered straight to your computer or phone for free by following us on iTunes. Go to strictlyum.com/iTunes to subscribe to the show. If you're on your iPhone, just search for Strictly Underground Music in the podcast app. While you're there, we'd love it if you left us a rating or review. It only takes a few seconds to do. It gets the word out about our show, and it would really mean a lot to us. The party starts here. Our number five track of the week is Fonda by Mick Verma. This one has the perfect combination of elements. It's groovy, it's lush, it's upbeat. Throw in some killer vocals, and it's like Mick Verma sampled summer and crammed it into a waveform. On the Smooth Edges Fonda EP from Vision Collective Recordings number 24, this one's available now on TrackSource. We say, I think I'm in love. That was Mick Verma's track Fonda, out now on TrackSource from Vision Collective Recordings number 24. Track number four is rolling in. It's Midnight Express by Syntax Eric. We think it's his best production so far. It's a genius fusion of traditional house and techie vibes. And if we can't get enough on the dance floor, it will for sure be our soundtrack for every nighttime drive. From the I Can Feel You EP on Beat Service Records number 159, this one's out now. We'll be right back. Buzzing about that one, and I think it'll be playing in here long after we're done recording. A masterclass from Syntax Eric. That was Midnight Express, out now on Beat Service Records number 159. There's a really easy way to get your best new underground music fix other than listening to this podcast. Catch us on social media for new reviews, track picks, and our back catalogue of outstanding underground music. Follow us on Twitter at StrictlyUM and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strictlyundergroundmusic. In Soul brings us our number 3 track this week. It's an awesome effort called Solace. Smooth synths hook up with sharp drums to take you to a world filled with deep vibes and enigmatic vocals, a dark and mysterious place where you'll want to stand in the shadows with your eyes closed. On the Solace in Soul EP from Meme number 5, this one is out now. can tell that one's gonna stick with us for a while. Smoky, seductive, and a little bit secretive. That was Solace from Insole, and it's out now on Meme Number 5. Coming up, we'll be bringing you an exclusive interview with a very talented producer, Santos Rezier. If you haven't heard his tunes, you are not down with the kids, my friends. Well, it's our pleasure to welcome Santos Rezier to the show, joining us on Skype all the way from Argentina. Santos, it's great to have you here. How's it going?
Hi, I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
We just recently discovered you, both you and your music, and we're very big fans already. What were some of your early influences?
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about electronic, you know, dance floor oriented music, I'll say, you know, in the early days, I listened to a lot of techno, like really hardcore banging techno. And the way I used to get to that music was through my mom, who she used to travel and get me, you know, records and CDs and a lot of music that I never heard before. It was sort of like post-disco music. So in the first times, like the early days of my career, I listened to a lot of music which I never knew who they were, you know, artist-wise and stuff like that. And so then I became very curious about techno music, and I discovered Derek May and, you know, all the United States big profile artists, and I realized who they were and what they were doing. And so I'll say, you know, techno as a whole was a big influence for me in the early days.
So you lived in Berlin for quite a while. There's no doubt that obviously where you live, the people you're surrounded by, and the networks you build have a massive impact on the music you make. What's the biggest difference between making music back at home in Argentina and then abroad in Berlin?
The big difference, I'll say, when I moved to Berlin, I realized for the first time that you could do anything you want, and then there's a lot of people who do, you know, similar things like you, and so you get a lot of support. So, you know, support when you're trying to find an identity and a sound, and, you know, trying to discover what the possibilities are. I think it's really interesting to be with people who are pushing the same envelope in a way, you know? So, you know, all the experience that I gather from Berlin is just having freedom, you know, freedom of thought and being able to create music that you want. And then, you know, discover people who are, you know, actually very interested in listening to that kind of music. And at the same time, it's an interesting thing because when you spend enough time with people that you admire and you look at the way they do things musically and, you know, from a business standpoint, it's interesting to learn, you know, that it's all, you know, included in the same package. So that is to say that if you make music, then you find a way to promote yourself and to, you know, connect with people who have the same identity like yours. They try to push the same ideas forward. And then so you collect a lot of ideas with other people who helps you to promote your music. So I think the biggest difference, just to sum it up, is that being in Berlin for so many years, it really helped me to collaborate, you know, and not being just free all by myself spirit, but, you know, actually collaborating with people and moving ideas and, you know, concepts forward. So that's the biggest difference than being anywhere else, I think.
Do you have a favorite gig so far? And if so, did you pick your music for that gig around a specific concept, or did you just sort of go with the flow and go with the music that you were digging at that particular moment?
Well, I mean, there's a few things in that question. One of them is the best gigs, and then the other one is the one that I like the most. So one of the gigs that really, really, you know, excited me when I was booked and asked to play there, it was at the Fusion Festival in Germany. That festival changed it all for me because it was the first time I played a big festival, and it was great, you know. And the crazy thing was that the gig, it was full pipe, it was open air, and, you know, it was pouring rain, and people kept dancing. So I was like, okay, well, these people are here to enjoy themselves. But I didn't quite like what I did, even though people, you know, afterwards, they, you know, they congratulated me and they said, well, you know, really good, you know, we're so happy that you came here. I didn't like what I did musically. But nonetheless, that was a, you know, a before and after sort of point in time where I played that festival. So I like that one a lot. But then the best gig that I think I played, that was during, I used to have a band called Barrio Weed Wagon. That was me and a friend of mine. And the interesting thing about what we had that time, it was that we never knew what we were going to play at the club. So we improvised the whole thing. I mean, I don't think I ever had a gig like that before or since. And so we played that gig. We didn't know what we were going to do. Like, I was just playing and he was playing. And then just music happens. And it's really rare that you are in the studio or at the club and just making music and that music surprises you, because you have no idea what's gonna happen and just, you know, happens. The place that we played was called Katteholzig. That is in Berlin. So we played there and it was great. That is my highlight. And maybe it's because I play with a friend. And so that's another thing that really helps to, you know, to bond that moment and to make it great.
Your latest EP, look, we think it's just sensational. It's called Extraction Distraction. It's out on Fluma Recordings. It sounds to us like you've really put a lot of your soul into this EP.
That EP, I did, it took me a while because I've been asked to do records, you know, before by, you know, in the case of Fluma, they're friends of mine. So I like to work with family. You know, I always prioritize working with people that I know and I trust. Actually, by the way, the guy who did the vocal on that track, you know, he's not a singer. He's a great, by the way, great DJ, but he doesn't sing. It was the first time his voice, you know, has been printed on a record. So I met the guy and, you know, as soon as he spoke to me, he was like, hello, my name is, and I'm like, okay, that's it. You come into the studio, I'm gonna have to sample that. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, that vocal, that's what I'm looking for. By the way, the guy is called Logani. He's a great DJ, good friend of mine from New York. And, you know, I said, well, you're coming over. And by that time, I had a sort of like a track going on for him to, you know, to do something with it. And it just happened, you know. It's crazy, man, because I've been discussing this all day with some friends. Like, how do you work with music? And you don't work with music, you know. Music sort of like works out by itself. You just need to be there, you know. So it took, I like to take my time. And, you know, I took my time to make this record. It took me a year and a half, and it's only three tracks. But, you know, I like it to be proper. And I think I'm really, really proud about this record. So I'm excited about it.
Keeping on the theme of your music, your track Sorely, released in 2010, was really your breakthrough track, wasn't it? An artist's style naturally changes over the years. How much has your approach changed since then? And do you try to keep a connection to your earlier work?
You know, it's one of those times that you things just seems to happen and then you don't know why. But that track, you know, it brought a lot of attention to my name. And I don't know, I just, you know, it was a good track. You know, people, you know, liked it, they played it and it worked well. But then it was interesting because I never did anything with the label, with Sowezo, you know, which the guys are friends of mine. So by definition, I think that I don't normally look back. I just go forward, I think. I mean, I do a track one day that it might be housey, and then I do a techno track another day. Now I'm working on my album and it has nothing to do with the dance floor. So I have a big curse in a way because I get bored a lot. So yeah, I do something. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm bored. But that's only because I think I mastered that thing, you know? So maybe your question is not that crazy. Maybe I should go back and look at what I've done in the past, you know, to maybe go forward. I don't know.
So what's your music background? Are you a musician or did you study music in your younger years?
No, I'm terrible. I got like, I mean, I do have sort of like a background, but it's just a family thing, you know? I grew up with musicians. I took piano lessons for a year, so I know the basics. I know what chords are and how to, you know, make some sort of like chord progressions. But then I discovered the studio. So, you know, the studio is my instrument, and I don't call myself a musician just because it's not part of the definition, but my instrument is not like a basic one, which I love, by the way. I love to, you know, play the chords and on the piano or some guitar, which I don't know how to play. But no, I'm not a musician.
Do you think a music background is necessary for making music? And if someone isn't a musician, well, there are plenty of people making amazing music without that kind of background, aren't there?
I mean, listen, you got a really fair point, and it's one that has been around for a long time. And the point is that if you're gonna do music, you need to learn how to play an instrument. I mean, yeah, you could do that, but that doesn't assure you that you're gonna make great music, because you can be very good player and then your music is shit. And then you have people like me, you know, maybe other people who also don't know how to play an instrument and they do pretty decent things. So it's not a logical thing to say that if you know how to play an instrument, you're gonna be a great musician. There's a lot of great musicians out there that they have no good taste. And so you can go to school and learn how to, you know, play the piano, play the cello, but nobody's gonna teach you how to have fine taste. And so I think it's more important to know what do you like, what do you want to do, and fuck the rest, you know? Just do whatever you want. I think it's only, you know, when you start thinking about these things that you realize that it's only your limitations that stops you from making great music, you know? I have this problem all the time, by the way, because sometimes I'm in the studio and I'm thinking, well, maybe I should do this, and, you know, I have to bring some musicians and, you know, some chord progressions, and I get all wrapped up in that shit, which is nonsense, because I find out that you can make great music and not knowing anything about it. So it all comes to you eventually. What do you care more? You know, about playing the guitar or just great music? I care about making great music.
Santos Rizziak, it's been great having you on. Listen, man, we love your music. It's been a ton of fun talking to you. Thank you for being our very first guest on the show, and we can't wait to hear what you've got in store for us next.
Man, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. We got a great time. Thank you very much. Take care.
That was the super talented Santos Rizziak. His latest EP is Extraction Distraction, out now from Fluma Recordings. Make sure you check it out. Stay tuned for all you need to know to enter our very special giveaway right after this. It's track number 2, The Shape, by James Benedict. Are you ready to get your groove on? Because if you're not, this track may not be for you. A swinging synth and playful bassline are just what you need to get it shaking. On the Letters on Break Night EP from Delve Deeper Recordings number 6, this one's out now. We'll be right back. There'll be so many people moving to there, it'll be making waves on the Richter scale. But don't freak out, seismologists. It's only The Shape by James Benedict. It's out now on Delve Deeper Recordings number 6. So what have we got in store for you with the giveaway this week? How would you like to get your hands on a copy of Defected's Housemaster? 2 CDs celebrating Frankie Knuckles. It's a really wicked collection celebrating the work of the late house music legend, and we've only got one copy to give away. Don't worry though, it's super easy to enter the draw. Go to strictlyum.com/newsletter and sign up for our newsletter. And that's all you have to do. It's as simple as that. No worries if you're already signed up. You're already in to win. All upside, no downside. That's strictlyum.com/newsletter. Get ready for number one, because it's a big one. Fat chords and a straight-up bass line give this one a vintage taste, and it's a sound that gets better with age. You'll want to match your finest wine with some well-aged cheese. Lean back and enjoy this autumnal effort. A breath of fresh air and a truly original work. It's Fall With Me by Some Such, featuring Matty Eels. It's on the Fall With Me EP from Color and Pitch 15, and it's out now.
Come fall with me.
super serene effort from Sumsuch, and we love every second of it. Our number one pick of the week, the very awesome Fall With Me by Sumsuch, featuring Matty Eels. It's out now on Color and Pitch number 15. That's it from us this week. If you want to hear more of our favorite new tracks, you can sign up to the show at strictlyum.com/iTunes. And don't forget, you can check out more of our track picks and reviews at strictlyundergroundmusic.com. Follow us on Twitter at strictlyum and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strictlyundergroundmusic. See you next week, and thanks for listening.